Australians are being asked to be careful of scams when donating to charities claiming to support this week's earthquake disaster in Turkey and Syria. Australians lose thousands of dollars each year in charity-related scams. The Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Agency has encouraged Australians to continue donating to registered charities. The Wire's Calvin Lee asked Commissioner from the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Agency, Sue Woodward, about this issue.
We have seen in previous disasters that while most people go immediately to think of how they can help, and Australians are very generous and they think about how they can donate their time or their money, we also see that it can be an opportunity for people to set up scams and fake charities to try and, you know, capitalise on that moment to get the money and put it elsewhere, sadly.
What would you say is the most commonly used scams in these types of disaster relief efforts? What do they look like?
Well, it's hard to predict. They can vary. They can be, you know, a Facebook post that links to a false entity or no entity, a person, to a bank account. They're many and varied. We really try and help people get caught by those scams by encouraging them to check before they click on those links or take that phone call or send their personal bank details by checking on our register to make sure that the place they're sending it to is a registered Australian charity.
So what's on the ANCNC's charity register? What's included and how comprehensive is it?
So the ACNC Charity Register, which you can find by just putting in Charity Register in your search engine or just looking up acnc.gov.au, and there's a big tag there that says Search a Charity. There's a big range of information, and it's been expanding over the 10 years in which we've been operating. It covers, you know, the charity where it operates, the people who govern that charity, the financial information about that charity, whether we've taken any action against that charity, if it's one that hasn't been complying in some way, there might be a note about that. Every year they'll send us information about the activities they're conducting and the people that they're helping. So it's really quite comprehensive.
And are smaller charities usually included on this, or is this mostly like a sort of the big charities on here?
A bit over 60,000 registered charities on the register at the moment, and the vast majority are actually very small. More than 51% would be entirely volunteer run. So we do, part of the work we do as the independent charity regulator is that we use the data we collect and report that back to the public. So we have a sense of the size of the sector and its contribution to our economy, the employees, the volunteer rate. And the size is a really important thing, and most are very small. You know, some people want to, you know, find the small charity doing something locally. Some people want, perhaps in the case of the current disaster situation, they're looking to donate to a larger charity, but they want to find out more about how that charity operates, or just be sure they've got the name right and where they need to go. So it gives people the choice, and I think that's a really important part of the role that we play, is that we're there to help Australians feel that they can have trust and confidence in the charities that we regulate.
And talking about that trust and confidence, have scams like this made Australians, and in fact people in general, wary of donating to charity?
I think, sadly, that's probably true. Every time people think of donating, if they've heard about some terrible scam, it probably makes them wonder, ask that question. And that's why we're trying, you know, by promoting the use of the register and our role and what we do and the way in which we work in with other, you know, regulators, be that the police or the state regulators around fundraising laws, to make sure that Australian publics don't very often hear about any scams or difficulties. And if there are, then there's action taken. Sometimes the scams are about charities that don't exist. I think that the how often there's an issue about a registered charity is probably much less than those that don't exist and are fake. We're all really touched and concerned and upset when we see these images of the earthquakes. And I know, you know, there'll be many people who have loved ones that are lost or they're still waiting to hear what's happening. And people want to be generous, but sometimes it's hard to know how to do that safely. That's why we strongly advise donors to look for established registered charities that are running those verified appeals, and they can do that. They can check information on our charity register to find what organisations are doing and where. And that is a really good quick check that they can do on their phone at any time, and then they'll have greater confidence that the money will go to the people they're hoping to help.
That was Commissioner from the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Agency, Sue Woodward, ending this story by The Wire's Calvin Lee.